Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
You know, one of the things that we want to consider today, I'm so glad that you're tuned in. You know, one of the scriptures in Acts 6, verse 8, that's where I want to begin. I want to talk a little bit about Stephen. You know, Stephen was the first martyr of the church. So let's look at that and see the kind of life that Stephen lived. In Acts 6, we see a mention of Stephen. The church was rapidly growing. Stephen, in verse 8, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. So that gives us a clue. He was obviously wise. He was faithful. He had a good reputation. He was a man full of God's grace and power. He just didn't preach or teach. He demonstrated. And in verse 10, it says, none of them, these were some religious leaders, none of them could stand against the wisdom and the spirit with which Stephen spoke. So obviously Stephen was outspoken. And when you read how he roused the crowd, and they even gnashed their teeth at him. Now that's mad. When the crowd grinds their teeth and gnashed their teeth on Stephen. And then we find he was stoned to death. In verse 15 of Acts chapter 6, at this point, everyone in the high council stared at Stephen because his face became as bright as an angel's. So when he was standing before the council, the glory of God fell on Stephen, just like it did Moses in the Old Testament. And his face shined. Wow. You know, it just brings me almost to tears to think of the glory of God as how his boldness was pleasing the Lord. And the Lord was with him. He wasn't standing on his own. And in verse 51 of chapter 7 of the book of Acts, listen to what the word says. Stephen said, you stubborn people. Wow, that takes boldness to say that, doesn't it? You are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? What a question. What a question Stephen asked those religious leaders. Must you always resist the Holy Spirit? Why were they resisting? Stephen says it, they were stubborn. You know, when we have a stubborn streak, it doesn't go well. God does not do well in number two place. He requires number one from our love. Verse 54, the Jewish leaders were infuriated by Stephen's accusation. They shook their fist at him in rage. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, let me read that again. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, put your name in there, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed steadily into heaven and saw the glory of God. He saw Jesus standing in the place of honor at God's right hand. Stephen said, verse 56, he told them, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at God's right hand. Then they put their hands over their ears and began shouting. They rushed at him and dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. His accusers took off their coats and laid them at the feet of a young man named Saul. Isn't that beautiful? God had positioned Saul right there at the stoning of Stephen. As they stoned Stephen, prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. You know, one thing that stands out to me is Stephen was not afraid to die. Death didn't cause him any fear. He said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He fell to his knees, shouting, Lord, don't charge them with this sin. So at the very end of his life, he blessed his very stoners. And with that, he died. And in verse 2 of chapter 8, it says, some devout men came and buried Stephen with great mourning. But Saul was going everywhere to destroy the church. He went from house to house, dragging out both men and women to throw them into prison. I tell you, we don't know this level of martyrdom, at least not in the United States. I just want to share something with you that really stood out to me. This comes from the Global Christianity, where they study martyrdom. And they probably have the most accurate stats on martyrdom. This is what they say. More than 70 million Christians have been martyred. 70 million Christians, according to their statistics, the study of global Christianity, have been martyred. More than half of those have died in the 20th century. Between the years 2001 and 2010, about 90,000 were killed from 2011 to 900,000, excuse me, were killed from 2011 to 2020. That is incredible. You know, you don't think about that in today's world, because we're so used to just getting up and going to church without any persecution. As I was reading this, it just stood out to me. Scripture says in Psalm 112:7, they will not live in fear or dread of what may come, for their hearts are firm, ever secure in their faith. Let me repeat that. That is Psalm 112:7. They will not live in fear or dread of what may come, for their hearts are firm, ever secure in their faith. Boy, that is my prayer today as Betty Jones. Lord, I want to ever be secure in my faith, that I will not live in fear or dread of what may come. You know, the power of the Christ follower is not political nor military. It's not philosophical or theological. Our power is activated and sustained as long as our eyes are on Jesus. Looking back at the account of Stephen being martyred, it says his eyes were looking up into the heavens and he saw the heavens part. He saw Jesus standing. So Jesus gave him a standing ovation. It's the only time in Scripture that I can remember Jesus stood and gave a standing ovation. Look at Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 and 6. This has always amazed me. I saw thrones, and those who sat on them were given the authority to judge. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God. That's the 70 million. They had refused to worship the wild beast or its image and did not have their foreheads or hands marked by the wild beast. They lived and reigned with the Christ for 1,000 years. Wonderfully blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. You know, as Christ followers, you see Stephen being bold in his faith. God, I want that boldness in my faith. Because we're living in an hour that's fierce, where religious persecution is very real. And I guess I was shocked at the statistics of that number. And look at the number, 900,000, almost a million people have been killed from 2011 up to 2020. You know, faith is what Scripture says is our shield. We will have what our faith expects. You know, there are different kinds of faith. The first is saving faith. You know, we had faith to be saved. We have faith to be healed. We had faith to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. We have faith to be freed of any bondage. You know, there is a faith of insight. Faith gives us the desires of our heart. You know, we have to have faith to believe the Word of God is inerrant and it is living. We have to have that faith that Stephen had, that we love not our life even unto death, according to Revelation 12. You know, there is a faith of love that embraces and holds fast, never gives up, never abandons hope. It is faith of a true heart surrendered to God. You know, as you're driving down the road or wherever you're at in your car or in your home listening, with our whole being, I let go and surrender. It'll be the most valuable prayer you ever pray and the most precious words you ever say from your heart is, Lord, I yield myself to God. I receive Jesus in my heart and I am available to do his work until he calls me home. Lord, may we have the faith like Stephen had, bold, unwavering, even to the point of death. You know, it's an amazing thing to love God, to love someone you've never seen. That's faith. May you move in faith today. Maybe you've drifted away from the Lord. Maybe you've never given yourself to the Lord. Today is your day. Lord, I give you my life. And then find a great church that's preaching the gospel. You have a great day. Be blessed. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com. That's dirministry.com.